answers.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, don't you? If I really, really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the war, and I'd like to give you information. Asking for what blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise. And I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number two, and you are listening to the Common Sense Show, and we come to you live every Sunday evening from 9 p.m. Central to midnight, that's 10 p.m. Eastern, to 1 a.m. Eastern for you night owls, and this show will rebroadcast all week long on the website. I'll get that up hopefully tomorrow. Most definitely I'll get it up tomorrow, God willing. This is important stuff, and I'll tell you, for my friends in Texas, and let me say this as a qualifier. I think if the state of Texas could duplicate itself 49 times, and we could take the character out of the state of Texas, we could end this federal tyranny right away. But in the absence of that, in the presence of having so many sheep in the country, you need to take to heart what you're hearing tonight. I have never seen anything like I'm finding out about Jade Helm. I was on a conference call tonight with the Texas 3%ers, and the topic was Jade Helm closing a Walmart's, ISIS on the other side of the border, and so forth. And they asked me what I thought. And I said, the more I learn about Jade Helm, the less I know. I have never seen anything like this in scope. I can't even keep up with this. People tell me I'm at the tip of the spear. I'm at the tip of no spear. You know, I thought I had a handle on this a month ago. I do not. I am as much in the dark as most of you. I know some facts. I know there's going to be extractions. I know there's going to be martial law. But it seems to be a lot broader than that. But what that is, I don't know. What that means is that you and your family could be isolated. You might have to bug out. So you need to take what you're hearing, especially in the first hour about your health, take it to heart and start applying these techniques and strategies. In this hour, with our friend Bob Griswold, the other half of the Roxanne Griswold, Bob Griswold duo, you're going to want to listen to what Bob says about enhancing your chances of survivability when the proverbial poop hits the fan. Bob's website is readymaderesources.com. I've known Bob for about a year. He's a man of integrity, an incredible wealth of knowledge, and he's been in business for 19 years. This is his work. This is what he knows. And you have never heard me, longtime listeners to the show, with us being in our seventh year, and if you count when I was on in radio in Wickenburg, you know, 8.5 years, you've never heard me talk this way, that things are this dire. You've never heard me do a series of shows like this, and there's a reason why I'm doing it. We are in a great deal of danger. It may not come this summer. It may come next summer or the summer after. But I'm telling you, it's coming. And you got to get prepared. So on that note, let me bring in my friend Bob Griswold. And we're going to talk about how to increase your chances of survivability when the poop does hit the fan. Bob, thanks for joining us.
It's good to be here again tonight, Dave. I appreciate you having me on. You know, you said it so eloquently and best, is the fact, you think about it, we are facing a North Korea and a China possibly with EMP weapons. We are facing a potential war in the Ukraine. Our borders are wide open. Our politicians on both parties have just thoroughly corrupted themselves. We see the Pacific Basin dying, this mass die-off of fish and marine life in the Pacific Basin just dying. But we see so many things today that could have, just one of them could have a catastrophic effect on our well-being. A financial collapse is imminent. You know, at best, and I don't believe this, but at best, if all the folks in Washington were looking out for us, they're doing this Jade Helm because they know what's coming. They know they can't keep the money supply up, that the fiat game is about over. They know that we've been totally infiltrated. I mean, Franklin Graham came out the other day and said that the Muslim Brotherhood had basically taken over Washington, D.C. Any one of these things could be a nation-ending event, but we see a perfect storm of this stuff coming at us right now, and there are going to be winners and losers. As my wife was talking about health, I mean, when I went under her care, I mean, the doctor didn't understand it, how just from cutting the sugars out of my diet and doing what she told me, I lost 30 pounds, my blood pressure dropped precipitously, my cholesterol went from 295 to 167, no statin drugs, none of it, but just by listening to her. And yet the other day I read on Drudge that now the government or the psychiatric industry is claiming that people who want to eat healthy, I don't know if you caught the story, it just made my jaw drop, that they have an eating disorder if you're concerned about eating healthy. It was on Drudge.
Can you say that again? Let's make sure the listening audience catches this ramification.
On Drudge Report, they had a story from the American I call it the Psychotic Association, but Psychiatric Association, that said if you are concerned about eating healthy or overly concerned about it, then you have an eating disorder that needs to be treated. I mean, you know what it is? It's they realize the Monsanto gig is up, that all the stuff that they, the GMOs, people are starting to wise up about it. You look at McDonald's sales, they're bottoming out. People are wanting healthy alternates. And so they're having to demonize people who want to eat correctly. Just go back and archive the article. Archive the article off Drudge. It's there. American Psychiatric Association says over-concern of eating healthy is a mental disorder. But, it you know, Dave, it's like you can't make this stuff up. I mean, every day, it's like I hear you, Steve Quayle, and all these. You have stories, and it's just like you can't make it up. It's just so egregious. You look at it and go, you're really lack of words to respond to some of these things. And so with that, you know, there are things, as my wife said, we can do to get ready. It's going to be too late afterwards. If you wait till after it hits, you're going to see what happens, like in Florida when they have hurricanes come. Everybody piles down at Home Depot or Lowe's. People price gouge. You'll literally sell your soul to eat and feed yourself because hunger will drive you into doing just about anything, and I do mean anything. You know, as I've told you before, I have been well-traveled in a lot of the Third World and Middle East, Asia. And you see things that sometimes you wish you could unsee them, but people in desperate situations, what they do, and they will do anything. And I mean anything, Dave, and we can all figure out what that means, but I mean anything. And so while we have time, it only makes sense to say, you know, let's see what we can do to soften the impact on our family so that our family can ride out the storm that's coming. You know, Noah did it. Joseph, the two biblical characters in the Bible, the two preppers in the Bible, they did it. One of them saved nation. One of them saved humanity and his family. I don't think you could paint it any more graphic picture than that. To save your nation, to save humanity, and to save your family. That's what the biblical preppers did. That's what they accomplished. So with that, there's a couple.
I'm still having trouble getting over the APA basically saying if you're concerned about healthy eating, that you have a neurotic disorder. Are they likening that to the same family of disorders like bulimia and anorexia?
I would guess so. I started to read the article and I just said, oh, here's another drug they're trying to push. I'm sure they're going to have to try to push a drug, you know, restless leg syndrome or whatever, you know, whatever thing they try to push on us next. But yeah, it was I just challenged people to Google it and they'll come up with a story. It was on Drudge, so you could probably pick it right up off Drudge pretty quickly. But I read that, and my wife and I were just looking at each other like we both had a deer in the headlight look at each other like, can you believe this? Can you believe it? And I really think it is driven by the fact that Americans are waking up to the absolute catastrophe that the modern food industry, you know, in conjunction with the FDA, has perpetrated on the American people. It has destroyed our health. I mean, we are the most unhealthy people on the planet. We take more psychotropic drugs than anybody else on the planet. And that's one of the things why we push self-defense so much, is that really one in five Americans are on these mind-altering drugs. Now, they're not going to affect everybody the same, but some of these people are just going to really, we look at the school shootings and all these things, we see these drugs involved in. You know, that's what I tell people. If you want to have reason to carry a weapon, one fifth of America is on a mind-altered drug that's legally prescribed, not to mention the street drugs that people are on, and then you have that they're riding just the tip of the financial ruin fence, to where they're paycheck to paycheck to paycheck, and they can't make all their bills, so there's that stress. You have, you know, the stress of what my wife has said, the stress that all this poisoned food puts in their body. They're not thinking correctly. Their bodies aren't working correctly. And you had all these other events in their life. And there's a lot of Americans out there right now that are riding a thin edge between maintaining normalcy and, for lack of a better term, losing it. So it's sad.
I talked to a police officer and I said, what's your greatest fear when things begin to unravel? Because he knows the score. We have conversations. And he told me, Dave, it's not going to be what you think I'm going to say. I mean, this is different than what you've talked about. He said the thing that worries us the most, and speaking of his fellow officers, he said the fact that, you know, these 20% of Americans that are on psychotropic drugs will not have access to them, and the withdrawal effects will make a good number of them go absolutely ballistic, and he's right.
In the book, I think William Portion, One Second After, I think it was in that book where it said that, you know, 80% of people that are on these drugs are going to have a very, very difficult time. I've known people that have been on them and have gotten off them, and it's very difficult. The thing is that 10% of the people that are on them are going to start to hear God telling them to skin you alive.
Right.
And I say that, I don't say that with any jest at all. I say that in reality. When those drugs are gone, they're going to hear the voices in their head, and those voices are not going to be telling them to do nice things to people. Again, that's another reason why concealed weapon carry is, if you're in a state that allows it, if you can do it, carry your firearm all the time. It's in church, everywhere. Carry your firearm. Develop that mindset. Practice with your firearm. Use it. Don't just, you know, stick it aside. Learn how to use it. Let it become a part of your everyday carry and everyday prep, learning to use that firearm over and over again. You become very good at instinctive shooting. And when you do, you know, nobody wants to take their gun out and accidentally shoot the person next to the bad guy. That would be terrible to do that. But we do see stories over and over and over again, more and more so, that people are using these firearms to actually stop people that have lost touch with reality. And there's no other way to bring about, you know, a peaceful situation to that type of thing. But, the last time I was on your program, Dave, people had two basic questions. A lot of information was asked about communication, which I think is probably one of the most overlooked preps people have. And the reason is, you know, with night vision, we've talked about this, and I'll go into more of it. There's a bit of a financial sticker shock with night vision. I consider it one of the most important things you can own, because you can rule the night. It allows you to do things that nobody else can do that doesn't have night vision, bug home, bug out. You can observe things going on at night. But communication has, I think, what's maybe a technological fear factor to it. And again, I'm an average guy, and as I stated to you during the break, I'm getting ready to take my advanced amateur extra ham radio license, which is the top one. And it was just a matter of applying and taking time. But let me tell you what some of the things that radio can do. And first of all, you know, everybody knows the radios you can get onto Walmart and buy, the GRMS, the MERS, even Marine Band. Those are all basically what are going to be used on line of sight. And that means if it hits a mountain, if it hits a building, if it hits whatever, it's going to stop or not go very far. And so that kind of communication, as we mentioned last time, is going to be very limited. It's great if you live on a retreat. You don't want to be broadcasting out large signals. You want to be able to just have as minimal power as possible so that you can communicate with somebody out that's maybe at night walking around protecting the property or watching out for bad guys. So that's good. One thing with any communication I want to tell is that the person who is out in the field will want to have, there's two different options. It's called VOX, which means voice activated, or a push to talk button on their radio. I was used to ride a lot with a police officer, and I remember one night this guy had gone into this apartment building and beat this lady over the head with a crowbar. And they gave a description of him, and my friend Mark was patrolling around, and we saw a guy that fit that description. And the lady, as we stopped him and started talking, the lady came over the radio Mark had on him, and she described him. Well, as soon as he heard that description, he bolted because he knew the game was up. He couldn't lie his way out of it. You know, Philadelphia 76 T-shirt, whatever it was. So what you need to also, with any radio equipment you buy, make sure you get what I would prefer is a push-to-talk option with your radio, meaning there's a little earbud that goes in, and there's a little button that you push back and forth to talk, and then nobody else hears what you're talking about, because you don't want to be out in a field or possibly observing something or even hunting at night to put food on the table if in those circumstances, and have somebody come over radio and you know, really give your position away. So,
Bob, let's talk about, before we get too far into the products and then the resource survival that we need for survival, tell people why it's important that they have some kind of communication device.
Well, several things. What happens if you were broken, if say an EMP happened or martial law happened, you couldn't drive, the roadblocks, you'll want to be able to communicate back home to your loved ones or your friends that where you're at, your position, what you think you do, how long it'll take you to get home, and it also gives them the assurance that you're okay. And also, you can check in with home and know that they're okay. You can coordinate effort with friends with communication. It is absolutely an invaluable skill. Now, what this requires is planning ahead. My wife knows certain frequencies. She knows what times of the day. Now, this is something people are going to want to write down, because it's important. And I can tell you, this is what you used overseas when you're doing security work overseas. This is what you'll do. If you're ever on the radio talking, and I tell Roxanne I'd be at 145 megahertz, I'm not going to be on 145 megahertz. She knows a fudge factor that I've already given her, subtract 2.5 megahertz. If I give my position, she knows I'm going to be southeast of that 5 miles. If I give a date, she knows that that date has been altered. And she has those all down. So any of the information I give on the radio, somebody thinking they're going to be able to ambush me or use that information in some useful purpose, they're going to find a dead radio, me not in the position I'm at, and I'm not being there on the day I'm going to be at. Do you understand what I'm saying with that?
Yes,
when
absolutely.
I used to travel overseas a lot, when I'd call back and give her my hotel room, if I was in 123, well, I would be in 345, because she would know to add 3 to each digit, or 321 to each digit, and that way she'd know what hotel room I was in without giving my actual hotel room out. Same thing with my radio frequencies, the times, where I'm at, my positions. And if I do have to bug home, there's a very strict rule. If you turn that radio on, you can be zeroed in. So I'm going to turn that radio on, use it as short a time as possible, and then I'm going to move at least 5 miles before I use it again, if at all possible. I'm not going to sit there and just keep talking and let somebody vector in on me. So I'm going to make my communication quick. I'm okay. I'm here. I'm this. And then before I'd make another communication, I would move at least 5 miles. Now, a lot of the radios that people have, you do need the license for. Now, post-event, licenses are going to be out the door. This is one also thing I strongly recommend people. The other night I was just scanning the dial, and just to give you an idea, today I was on my HF radio. I talked to Brazil. I talked to Japan. I talked to Italy, Germany, Costa Rica. I talked to 2 people in California, 1 in Wisconsin. We were just doing what they call a DXing. You're just seeing where your radio signal's bouncing off. So there are ways that even if you're long ways away from home, you can actually talk to people at home. So if you're broken down 500 miles away from home, there's ways to use your radio other than your line of sight Walmart radios to be able to talk at home. And I can really, you know, help people out with that if they're interested. We actually make a little kit up with a radio and a tuner and a little antenna that allow you to do that. But you know, this is a must. This is something you actually have to authenticate and plan ahead. The other thing is, never use your name. Like if I was calling you, you'd be Radio Man and I'd be Prep Man. Okay, that way nobody knows it's Robert and Dave. So I would never give that information out. And then if I was approaching you, Dave, and we already had this plan worked out, and I was approaching your retreat, I would say, you know, Radio Man, this is Prep Man approaching your position. And then you would come back to me because we'd already planned this out ahead of time, and you'd say, okay, Prep Man, authenticate. And we've already taken Outlook, Microsoft Outlook, and we've gone through the whole year, and we've color-coded every day. So the day that I'm there, it might be authenticate blue. Now, if I'm not who I say I am, I'm not going to be able to authenticate back to you, you know, to let you know that I really am who I say I am. Because sometimes radio signals, the way they work, your voice is distorted. And, you know, unless you have a really fine-tuning radio, you can't get the frequency perfect. And so your voice can be a little distorted, and it can be hard to tell who is speaking. So those are things that I think are really important. And, again, you have to do this ahead of time. So never use real names. If you're going to use times, dates, places on the radio, offset them. Have an offset code. So today it's 2 hours, tomorrow it's 1 hour. Never let it be the same so somebody can't figure out the pattern. Again, with the dates, if I'm going to be there the first, I'm actually meaning I'm going to be there the day before. And you know, so my position, if I'm given a position, if I have a GPS or whatever, however you work it out, I'm going to actually say, you know, I'm going to be southwest of that position 5 miles. And we've worked that out ahead of time so that nobody can, you know, kind of play a game with me and figure, well, he's got some preps, I'm going to meet him there and we're going to, you know, take stuff away from them. So, and with all that, the possibility of EMP, I mean, they make all kinds of EMP bags today that you can store your radio equipment in to protect it from an EMP pulse. So, again, those are things that I think would be very, very important for people to get. There's one, we do sell them, but you can get them anywhere online, and it's called Anytone. That's a new radio. Anytone has VHF, UHF, MERS, GRMS, and NOAA on it. And I think it's, so if you already have some Walmart radios, you can continue to use them with the GRMS or the MERS, like the Dakota Alerts, but you also have the UHF and VHF. Now again, UHF and VHF, that does take the technician's license to use legally. And with that, you can hit repeaters, which are nice. The other day, I was on the local repeater here, and I was talking to someone in Crossville, which is about halfway across the state.
Well, Bob, let's hold that right there. We're going to talk about that when we come back. We're going to go to a hard break. Everybody else, stay tuned. We'll be back here in about 3 minutes, and we'll continue on how to improve your communications in times of disaster.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of clear digital audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Grow Box, and the best part is I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising Revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
When you think of getting old, what comes to your mind? Spending the last years of your life in a nursing home? Staring out a window? Medicated to keep you docile? Not able to recognize your own kids? Suffering with some dreaded disease until you die all alone? Well, think again. One of the premier doctors in the world, Dr. James Forsythe, wrote the book, Anti-Aging Cures, Life-Changing Secrets to Reverse the Effects of Aging, your key to the real fountain of youth. And Suzanne Summers, the perpetual face of eternal youth, wrote the foreword. As mentioned in the book, Royal Velvet is the most cost-effective, easiest, and complete way to reverse the effects of aging. It's true. So, do you want glowing skin, less wrinkles, thicker hair, less gray hair, your hormones balanced, improved memory, a toned physique, greater energy, less pain and stiffness, as well as benefits too numerous to name? Go to RoyalVelvetNow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and within a couple of days, you can be on the path to youthful living. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
What makes noise? It's ringing in my ear. What makes noise? And I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell. And he's not going to take it anymore. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome back, and I was contemplating a lot of what Bob Griswold, our guest for this hour, was talking about with regard to communications, and I'll just kind of lay out my scenario here. I drive about 25 miles one way to work, drop my son off on the way. He's about 5 miles away from me. And then you've got, you know, my wife typically would be home in the morning, and she'd be 25 miles away from son and husband. And as we contemplate the importance of communication, how could you coordinate if everything else was taken down? The government moved in martial law. They're moving to martial law, and Jade Helm goes live. There will be no internet. There will be no cell phones. You know, landlines probably will not work. So we're talking about how can you communicate with loved ones and coordinate to get the family together. Bob, let's pick it up where we left off.
Okay, well, again, there are things that you can do. There's certain antennas are everything when it comes to communication. And there are several basic types of antennas which I'm willing to discuss with anybody. One, they can Google these. There's excellent YouTube videos that you can go. And so anybody's listening, write this down. Type in ENVIS. That's like N like November, V like Victor, I like India, S like Sierra. ENVIS antenna. It's what the military uses. If you're in a, if you were in the Grand Canyon with an ENVIS antenna, you can broadcast out of the Grand Canyon because, you know, normally radio signals go out perpendicular. The way the ENVIS antenna works, it goes straight up, hits the ionosphere, and comes down. So you can build one of these. The nice thing is it's not a complicated antenna, and as I told you, I'm willing to send the instructions for doing it. There's a website called DX Engineering. They sell a lot of radio equipment. They actually have plans to build an ENVIS antenna, and it might cost you $50. And it's portable, so you can carry it with you. Now, you would have to have an HF radio transmitter, But if you had that, a tuner, and we actually make a backpack unit all put together for somebody if they're interested, but it'll have everything in it, batteries, and you can carry this with you, solar panel to recharge the batteries, and if, it doesn't matter how far away from home you are, if you've done your due diligence and you've set, you know, with my folks at home or whoever my group is, frequencies, times, dates, and authentication codes. If you've set those things ahead of time, and the reason I said Outlook, Microsoft Outlook, because you can print off the monthly calendars, you know, in there and just go ahead and put them in a book and, you know, sit down and write all that stuff out ahead of time so that you've got your authentication codes and your times and dates and all that. And then, again, keeping in mind that when I look at mine in my book and it says 1,400 hours, well, I might say, well, 1,200 hours, because I know my fudge factor that my wife knows about and my friends know about is 2 hours on that day, 1 hour the next, 45 minutes. So I think people can figure that out. That way you're not where you're – what you say on the radio is not where you're going to be at or what time you're going to be at when you're going to be there. So with that, you know, you can talk and communicate, and that allows you to get home. It allows you to make sure that your situation is home at home is okay. If something had happened at home where maybe you have a secondary location your wife or family could go to, you know, we want to meet up with our loved ones. Remember after 9/11, you saw those walls of just pictures of people looking for their loved ones. No prior plan. Dave, that's no prior plan. If something happens, you go here. You meet me here. And you see just chaos and people crying because they don't know what's going on. But, you know, hopefully the Griswold family, we have a couple alternate plans that if something happened here, you would go there. And we could talk on the radio. But, again, it takes time to do it now because, like you said, once Jade Home goes active or there's an EMP attack or whatever disaster of the day will be next, it's going to be too late to prepare for this. And so, you know, do it now. I mean, Bofang are literally, by your guess, I think your wife mentioned them, Bofang, you can get online and buy a pair of these radios for $80. It's UHF, VHF. It also has NOAA, National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration. Now, so what's that important? You know, weather intel is incredibly important, especially in a grid-down situation. If the weather repeaters were still working, you'd know what the weather is. You might not have TV. You might not have Internet. But I would bet those would be the last things that go down. And so you could hear the weather. With those radios, again, as I stated, the UHF and VHF, there are repeaters all over the country. And a repeater, I mean, it's a retransmitter that's on top of a tower usually, where I'm going to broadcast in with my little 5-watt Bofang, and I'm going to hit that repeater, but that repeater is going to send it out at 200 watts. Now, during normal times, or if I want to get a big signal out, that's great, because I can then transmit hundreds of miles with that repeater, but if I'm going to want to just do what's called simplex, that means talk from point to point, you and me, and I don't want to get on that repeater to everybody here where I'm putting my Mountain House food, then I want a repeater directory, which you can get off Amazon. They're like $15. And you can then say, well, I'm in Tennessee, I'm in this city, the repeaters are, you know, 145, blank, 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 1441. And so then you can say, well, I'm going to stay away from those frequencies because I don't want to rebroadcast and hear everybody talk about what I don't want them to hear. So I recommend anybody who plans on using radio communication in the VHF or UHF spectrums get that repeater handbook. I think you use it as intelligence. Even if you don't want to purchase a radio to transmit, at least get a shortwave. And there's several reasons why. Dave, I'm a Christian. I face in July or June in this country, the Supreme Court's going to make a decision on homosexual marriage that could have extreme ramifications on conservative Christian belief. It could shut down a lot of conservative Christian ministries in this country. Do you know, there's a website, it's basically Christian shortwave operators that operate Christian broadcasting all around the globe. It's WWCR.com, Worldwide Christian Radio. And if you have a shortwave radio, Grundig makes a really good one, the Grundig Satellite 750. You can then listen to gospel programming all over the planet. My son and I Joshua, he is a ham radio operator also, 12 years old. He got his license, so anybody can do it. We were up there the other night. We heard somebody down in South America talking about the coming of Jesus. We heard some people in Asia talking about living right before God and getting your heart right before God and the spirit of deception. So we're just spinning the dial, hearing these gospel programs. And if you go to that WWCR, there's a whole list of Christian broadcasting that comes from around the world. The other thing I think is a very valuable resource is the ARRL website. And with that, you can go and download. They have a graphic, a color graphic of frequencies that you can use. It shows you what frequencies a technician can use, what frequencies a general ham radio operator can use, what frequencies a advanced extra operator can use. And so you can see what frequency bands that are permitted to use and for what use. The one thing you don't want to do, and if you are going to kind of like fudge on it after Teotihuacan happens, is you don't want to get on a frequency band that, you know, nobody else is going to be using, and it's highly restricted, because that's going to put a great big dot on your head real quick. You know, you're going to get to, you know what I mean by that. You don't want to get on a frequency that's dedicated for one thing, and you're out there talking on it. That's going to, you know, be the big nail. You know, they say when you're a hammer, everything, I mean, looks like a nail. Well, you don't want to be the nail sticking out the furthest. So you want to look at that chart and figure out, well, these are frequencies that pretty much all people are going to be using. So if I stay there, I'm going to probably be safer than if I broadcast on this one that only is dedicated for this type of communication. Make sense?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. And so it's important to have a simplistic code. So, like I said, people can't track you. But it's also going to be important to have this communication so families can reunite. You know, my mind's working overtime here. I mean, we have... My son and I have a general plan to unite in times of catastrophe. But with my wife being 25 miles away, if cars aren't working, we're not getting home.
Exactly, but you still want to be able to communicate with her. Now, at 25 miles, you know, if you had one of those ANVIS antennas that I mentioned that you can build for like $50 and you have an HF radio, you guys can communicate, and it's just a simple wire. You can actually, what we tell people to do is just carry like a fishing sinker, a couple ounces, and a piece of monofilament. Tie it together, throw the monofilament over a tree limb, pull the antenna wire up on an angle, about a 70-degree angle, and you tie all your radio in, and you're going to talk home. You're going to communicate back home. It's that simple. It is what the military uses. The military has, they have them on surplus from time to time, ANVIS antennas, and you'll find them on eBay and stuff like that for $700-$800, but you can build one for $50, and it'll work just as well. So, you know, if you plan ahead now, again, with those frequencies, authentication codes, and so forth, you know, when that happens, you won't be one of those people after 9/11, and it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking to see those people crying at this wall, putting pictures of their loved ones up, wondering where they're at. When it, you know, just think if somebody had said, you know, act of terrorism happens, this is A, B, and C location. We'll rendezvous there. Wait for me. You know, just that little bit of prior planning would have alleviated a lot of heartache in people of the fear of unknown. And so if I'm 50 miles away from home and I can call my beloved bride in there and say, okay, honey, and she comes back and says yes, and I start giving her some information of how I'm going to get home, she'll know what to expect. And then when I'm approaching home, I'll let her know I'm approaching home. We did that recently. We had some friends, and the husband was gone a couple hours away, and there were people on her property. I think I shared this with you last time. And she called up, and, you know, she was pretty scared, and so she called me up, and I parked at the beginning of their 1,000-foot driveway, and I start approaching stealthily. But if I can calm with her and say, "Are you okay?" You know, and she comes back and says, "I'm okay." I said, "Well, I'm going to approach slow and deliberate. If anything happens, calm me." And then if I'm approaching the door, I don't want to knock on the door. I say, you know, I'm going to say, "Susie, I'm at the door. I'm coming up to the door now, so you know it's me." So I don't get shotgun blasted as I knock on the door. Those kind of mistakes do happen. So those are all things that were prior arranged, and this is what I really, really encourage people. And, you know, the other thing we've talked a lot about, Dave, is the night vision. And, you know, whereas I mentioned that radio can have a technological fear to it, which it's not that hard. My 12-year-old boy got his technician's license. He didn't know anything about radio. He used that online course. It's online. Let's see, I've got it here. OnlineRadioLicenseExam.com. You pay $24 a module. And he went through it and got his amateur radio license. So I told him the day he did, I was going to give him a radio license. Which I want to mention, I think we talked about this earlier, anybody who's hearing this program right now that gets their amateur radio license as a result of hearing this meeting, today is the 20th, comes up with their call sign and says, the Dave Hodges Show, we're going to mail them a pair of Bofang radios, Dave. So
let's ask you about your contact information so they can do that.
Okay. If they just contact you, Dave, and they just have to send a copy of their amateur radio license that they acquire after tonight. So if you're motivated by listening to this and you go get your amateur radio license tonight, a technician's class, and once you get that, you can either show Dave or I the radio license with your call sign, we will send you a pair of Bofang radios, charging stands, and little Vox headsets with them that you can then begin your journey and, the next notch up from, you know, the GRMS radios. So that's about $100 for all that, and we'll go ahead and donate it for the person who's motivated enough to get their amateur radio license.
Let's give out your contact information.
Okay. Well, they can contact me on my website. My email address is robertreadymade, so it's all one word, robertreadymade@gmail.com. And like I said, if you'll get a copy of your ham radio license and you'll get a copy of your call sign if it's dated after today, we'll send you a free pair of Bofangs. Now, it's only one, so the first person who gets it is the first person who gets it. So, and we'll provide you with that information too, Dave, if we send it out to someone that you'll know we went through with it and gave them the radios. Also, if people have questions after the program on how do I set these communications up, an hour is really too short of time to go into all the details. I'm more than willing to spend time with people to discuss how to get a communication plan up with your family. And as I said also, the thing with that was approaching that house that night, you know, we had the codes and everything done. You know, if I heard her screaming or something like that, or she hadn't responded, I mean, I'd be approaching that house in a very quickly and deliberate manner. But knowing that she was okay, I can approach the house very slowly so that I'm watching to see if those people were still around. Now, with that, on top of that, between marrying calm and night vision, they would never have seen me, Dave. They would never have seen me. Their driveway is cut up against a mountain, so I'm walking right up against the cutaway, so I'm not silhouetting myself in the middle of the driveway, so I'm walking right up, non-silhouetting myself, being able to calm, and I can see exactly what's going on around me. And, you know, we've mentioned the night vision thing so many times. This is the two things that a lot of people do not do in their preps, and I think there's two of the most important things that you need to do because, again, I can see at night. Seeing at night allows me to hunt at night. Now, it's illegal to do that right now, but in a grid-down situation or a situation where you don't have any food, I'm going to be out hunting at night because a lot of animals come out. And we regularly, my son and I, walk around at night with night vision on, and you'll see deer, hog every once in a while, and they don't see you. So, you know, 2 + 2, it's easy to figure out where that story goes. There could be deer on my table for dinner. So it allows me to see if people are trying to sneak up on me. And as I've mentioned before, hubris, the person who's thinking they're sneaking up on you and it's going to surprise the element of surprise, there's nothing worse for that guy to think, man, I'm really going to get the upper hand here. And he doesn't realize there's a little red dot on his body right now. I mean, you know, that's not a good position to be in. And that's what some of the things that night vision allows. Also, I mean, we used to have a little cabin up in the mountains, and it was a winding road going up there, and I'd turn all the lights in the truck off and drive the night vision on. My wife's in the car, you know, petrified because she knows there's a big old cliff on the side. But I could see perfectly to drive at night. You know, most people aren't going to have that ability. If I had to bug home, I do not want to bug home during the day. I want to rest during the day and then bug out, use the night hours when nobody can see me and I can travel by stealth. So night vision gives me that capability of traveling without being seen, traveling at night. Just a few of the things that night vision does. If somebody were, you know, somebody were lost or, you know, you had a rescue, night vision is a perfect thing to go out and walk around the woods at night looking for people because, again, you can see something at night. The point is that radio communication and night vision really are a perfect marriage. Especially, keep in mind, and I write this down, there are military-grade Vox push-to-talk headsets. If you just type in military-grade voice-activated headset, and it's actually a throat mic, so it loops around the back of your neck, and there's two little buds that you know come around right as your vocal cords. It plugs into my radio. It has a push-to-talk button, and it has an earbud. Now, one of the radios we use is a Yaesu VX6R. If people want to write that down, the reason I mention that is because that's a waterproof radio. So, I mean, we all like to think it's going to be nice and starry night when we're out doing it. But what happens if, like tonight, we were having downpours and you have a radio, it's going to short out real quick if you just have a standard radio. So that Yaesu VX6R is guaranteed to be waterproof for up to 3 feet for 30 minutes. And so I have that. It can be rained on and everything like that. It's not going to hurt it. And I have a military-grade headset so that if I'm out in the rain or elements, I can still talk. And again, if my wife or someone's talking back to me because of that earbud, it doesn't come across a speaker that an animal or somebody else is going to hear. And so that's an essential part. I want to reiterate that. I know I mentioned it earlier in the program, but an essential part of any kind of radio communication is to get a good, what I would consider push-to-talk throat mic.
Okay. So. Let me ask you the same question I asked Roxanne last hour, and we just have a few minutes. You get word that you really need to bug out because trouble is coming your way, and you have a backpack, maybe a gym bag you can grab, and you're going to have to hoof it. What would you put inside the gym bag and the backpack?
Okay. First, a water filter. Now, you know, Sawyer makes a what they call it. It's a Sawyer Mini. It's a 4-ounce water filter. Filters up to 100,000 gallons. You won't drink that much water in your lifetime, and it takes it down to the virus level. 4-ounce water filter. You know, other filters are available, but that's a phenomenal water filter. It's $25. Yeah, I have one everywhere I went. So I'm, you know, Dave, I'm 59 years old now, so you know. And I'm going to segue here for a second. When I went on my wife's diet, like I said, I lost all that weight and everything. And, you know, I go to the gym now, and because I go regularly and I've done her the diet, I mean, I have more endurance than most of the kids at the gym. I mean, you know, they compliment on it. I mean, they're like, gosh, you're in shape for an old man, you know. I said, okay, well, thank you. But so, you know, being in shape, like you said, but the water filter, I would have some pouched food. I like Mountain House. It's quick. I can throw it in the bag, add hot water. Even if it doesn't have to be hot, I can still eat it. So I would want to, you know, a 7-day rations worth of food. I definitely want a firearm to protect myself. Bad people are going to do bad things. We are a drugged, and I'm going to say this, porn-infested society. And these people that just spend their days doing whatever they do on their computer, when that goes down, you know, we all act out what we think about. So, you know, just take that for what it's worth. It's not going to be pretty, especially for women. So you want to have a firearm. Again, my wife had very good things, some self-defense skills, very, very simple to do. But that, I'd want my night vision with me, and I want my calm. I do want it. I just, Dave, I've been to all over the world. I've taught security a lot of people. And with night vision and communication, it lets you rule the night. You rule. It's that much. It's expensive. But it is a quantum leap. It is the difference between a bicycle and a car. It is a quantum leap in what you can do in your ability. Modern night vision clips onto a rifle, so you can actually hunt at night. You can hold it for handheld. And again, you know, the ancients, just think of the ancient wars that were fought. If they just had proper communication, how it would have changed the course of history. Well, you know, I'm not so much interested in changing the course of history right now, but I am wanting to protect my family, and so we make those investments. I know plenty of people that have, you know, a dozen guns. Sell a couple of guns and get some calm and night vision. But again, water, food, night vision, I want to have a change of clothes. Most people don't realize I'd want to have about 3 or 4 pair of socks in my bug home bag, because your socks, they'll get wet, all kinds of things will happen. And if you read anybody who has traveled a long distance, that's one thing they bring out. I wish I had more socks. And I want a fire starter. I want an ability to start fire.
What about shoes? I mean, what kind of footwear?
Well, again, footwear is a wide open thing. You know, depending on your circumstances, how are you going to be, you know, what time of the year, what type of conditions? If you're in Florida versus, you know, if you're in a mountain state, I mean, if I'm in a mountain state, I'm going to want to have full lace-up high boots, because if you've ever hiked in the mountains, I used to live in Montana, and you wear any kind of boot other than something that's going to support your ankles, you're going to eventually ratchet your ankle really bad. And none of us wants to face that. One other thing, too, and this, I know my wife will probably get mad at me for saying this, because I do from time to time. I do carry ibuprofen, because it is a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory. If I did get that kind of injury, I'd want to bring the swelling down quickly. There are homeopathic things that work day to day. They're very good. She mentioned like clove oil. What she didn't say is clove oil has eugenol in it, which will numb an aching tooth, and so you can actually put it on a joint ache and something like that. It helps relieve the pain. It's actually an analgesic. But the ibuprofen. So if you're hiking long, long, long distances and you're not used to it, your knees are going to swell, your ankles are going to swell, and your feet are going to hurt. And you know, to get that swelling down, you want to do it quickly. And so those are some of the things I would have in my bunk home bag. But
okay, Bob, we got about a minute, so I wanted to give people an opportunity to find you, find your product line, because you've given people a lot to think about, and I know that people are going to be on our archives taking notes. So tell them how they can follow you and get in touch with you.
Well, again, you can call us at 800-627-3809, and like I said, I'm more than glad to answer your questions. Don't feel like you have to buy something.
Bob.
Okay, it's 800-627-3809. I want to say, don't feel like you have to buy something if you have a call with a question. We'll gladly answer your questions. Also, our website is readymaderesources.com. That's standard spelling, readymaderesources.com. We've been in business 19 years. And as I tell people, we actually live on a 25-acre working homestead. My wife's, we both have martial arts backgrounds. I have an extensive security overseas background. We have amateur radio.
Well, Bob, in the background, you can hear the music playing.
Yes.
Which means we got to scoot. Hey, this was an extremely informative 2 hours. Our thanks to your wife, Roxanne. Our thanks to you. We're going to do it again as situations dictate. And thank you so much for joining us.
God bless, Dave.
Okay, thank you. We'll give out that information. We come back from the break, too. Stay tuned. Katie Whalen and the Health Report is next, followed by Annie DiRiso and the news.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.